play. The Spooks of Hazzard show, isn't it?
Part 2.
The Spooks. The Wilhelm Scream.
The lightning makes it extra spooky.
Well, we're doing this one outside. It's awfully scary out there right now. The Spooks of Hazzard
show. I bet you were going to get frightened by some of this thunder and lightning throughout the show today.
Yeah, it's
good. Listen to it out there.
It's awfully startling.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
It's thunder and lightning.
Oh.
Scary.
You hear the lightning.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew we'd be doing a show before Halloween. We did a Halloween special last week. Now we're doing another one. Oh,
yeah, because
God.
We pretty much wanted to get together again, and
I'm
it wasn't
turn
November.
That thunder and lightning down.
Oh man, oh man,
a little bit.
So scary.
It's the second part of our Halloween special.
Spooks of Hazzard, everybody.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This is fun stuff.
Yeah.
Goddamn right it is. How was your 2 weeks? What was it? 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I did quite a few things in the last 2 weeks. I got up and went to work like 10 of those days. That
yeah.
sucked.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah.
Work isn't fun. This is fun.
Well, I showed up today. Remember, I showed up in a costume, and I did reverse trick-or-treating where I show up with...
Oh, my God.
So scary outside.
Oh, man.
Well, I showed up in a costume, and I brought candy to Eric's house, which is, you know, kind of what I...
Whoa. Look out.
Yeah, you know, so that's what I plan on doing for trick-or-treat this year. I'm just going to take a bunch of candy and deliver it to people's houses instead of collecting candy from them. It's a charity I like to call reverse trick-or-treating.
Reverse trick-or-treating, huh?
Yeah, it's a charitable event.
That's nice of you.
Well, yeah, I am a full-on rapist.
Oh,
philanthropist, I mean,
oh,
sorry.
We should really edit that one.
Sorry, I meant philanthropist.
For the record, Josh is not a rapist. That I'm aware of.
Yeah, I have that on record. On vinyl.
So we got a lot of funny stuff planned for today on the part two of the Halloween special.
How you doing, Eric?
Spooks of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Halloween special, part two.
Part two.
Last week we were talking about male witches. Remember that?
Yeah.
You were telling us your story about Salem.
Yeah,
your
adult
vacation.
Samhain. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I actually found a male witch... On YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, Percy, the male witch.
Percy the male witch.
There's actually footage of him being hanged back in the 1600s.
Percy.
Are you curious about hearing it?
Yes, of course I am.
Well, then I'll play it for you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know how they got this.
Yeah, they
welcome,
didn't...
everyone.
It sounds legit.
The trial of Percy. The male witch.
You didn't know that idea this existed, huh?
No, 1692 didn't have YouTube, I guess, but I guess they did.
Demon to his appropriate ending.
You were right, they did hang male
the
witches.
Gals. Yeah.
This is one of them.
Percy.
I believe you.
You will now be granted your final words.
Sounds like an angry mob.
Yeah, who's yelling
if
back there?
If you wish, you may begin. But I warn you. Make peace with your God.
It sounds real.
Make peace with my God? What? What is going on here? Why are y'all so mad at me?
Oh,
I didn't
Percy.
Do anything. A little girl came up and said she heard me saying to Fred, the cobbler, that I cast a spell.
The cobbler.
I can't spell.
The shoe repairman.
I cast a spell.
He said he can't spell.
Y'all know I can't
not
spell
cast
for
a
shit.
Spell.
Oh.
You know, I mean, what's going on here? I'm not a male witch. What the fuck is a male witch anyway?
It's silly,
come
isn't it?
Come on.
What? Fuck you guys. Oh. You can really hear that rope tighten.
Yeah, I know. It's very authentic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's that thunder and lightning again.
It's awfully scary in here.
This show's getting scarier by the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Our ratings, for one, are pretty scary.
We're still number one.
That's true.
In Philadelphia.
And that's scary. That's what
I'm
saying.
It's getting bad out. Listen to that thunder and lightning.
But here's the crazy part. There's no rain.
None. None
at all.
It's just thunder and lightning.
This is like, you know, episode 3 of Stranger Things season 2. Have you ever see that show?
I have not.
Fucking strange. It's downright bizarre.
I have not seen that.
It's all the rage right now.
Do you want to hear Chuck sent in a little ditty?
He did.
Yeah, do you want to hear?
He survived the guillotine. He probably just scalped him.
He said he had some a needle and a thread.
Oh, okay.
And he put his head back on. So he wanted to take another stab at the Halloween tip thing.
Stab at it?
Yeah.
What is that, a prequel to how he's going to die?
Nah.
Okay.
Nope.
Hey, Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys, it's Chuck.
Oh, this is different.
Doing things a little different here. I felt so bad about ruining the Halloween special
last week with my awful tips
that I decided to take a trip out here to the Grand Canyon and clear my head. So I'm going to try again here.
Pay $70 to go there
two.
Now.
Okay,
tip
kid,
special
you
two.
Open up your candy and you find a shiny razor blade in there. Don't eat it, okay?
Well, that wasn't bad.
All right. That was actually a pretty good tip. I did it, guys.
Good job.
Oh no. He finally got man. Is that thunder and lightning again? He finally sent in something good and then he fell in the Grand Canyon.
It's probably dead for good this time.
This guy is, I'm telling you. We should also mention that the show is sponsored by Farmers Insurance still. Go pick up some of their death insurance.
Do you want a guarantee that you will rest in peace? Or do you want your body dug up and your corpse turned into Frankenstein? Or have your rotting holes raped? Now we have Farmers Death Insurance, get it?
We are farmers.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's true.
There's that thunder and lightning again. It keeps scaring me. I keep thinking I haven't turned something off. I'm going to turn this down. I'm turning it off. It keeps frightening me. We'll put it back on after I play the news theme.
Oh, okay.
You want to do some news?
Absolutely.
After we got those two fucking things out of the way.
Yeah, I got quite a few to talk about, so it's gonna be one hell of a segment.
Poor Chuck fell in the Grand Canyon. I feel bad for that guy. Here's news.
Now, new things you need know.
About. Yeah.
We've heard it before.
New things
wow,
you need
look
to know.
At that shit. Yeah.
It's a little loud.
It's fine.
I'll edit it out later. Go ahead. News.
I got some international news.
Of course you do.
This is Joshua Bryan speaking.
Go ahead with your news.
Well, the idiots of the century swim into a crocodile trap.
Yeah?
Authorities in Australia say they're gobsmacked. I didn't even know that was a word.
I've heard it.
Gobsmacked?
Yeah.
I've heard of Godsmack.
They're not favorite the ones band. That
too far away. When I feel the Australian snake bite into my way. All right, sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
I was looking you right in the eye singing it. And
I was mesmerized.
Yes.
All right, continue. Well,
these guys were gobsmacked by the sheer stupidity of a group of men seem swimming into a crocodile trap in Queensland.
I'm going to go on record and say that's not smart.
They, you know, it's not smart. They went in there to fucking get the bait.
Oh, there was bait?
Yeah, like they tie rotten chickens into these traps.
So these guys are going to retrieve that?
Yes, for fun.
Yeah, that's how I have fun.
The men were spotted getting into the mouth of the trap at the Port Douglas Marina and close to where crocodiles is suspected of killing an elderly dementia patient earlier this month. So they went out there to look for this old lady's corpse inside this crocodile, and then instead they find these four idiots playing like chatterbait out there with this crocodile trap. I mean, how dumb could you be? Like, why would you want to get... You know,
wait,
even,
the crocodile ate an elderly person?
Yes, an elderly dementia person. She's like, I don't know where I am.
And they let this thing just roam free still?
Well, they're trying to catch it with the trap, but these four guys thought it would be funny. It was probably like their bachelor party.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to go out and masturbate.
So did the crocodile then eat them?
No. Oh. No. The authorities managed to, you know, see them, and they went out there in their boats, and they, you know, started harpooning these sons of bitches.
Oh my lord.
You know, and to drag them up on the boat so the crocodiles wouldn't eat them, you know?
Sure.
Now, basically, it's a $15,000 fine for interfering with the traps.
Yeah,
because this has been going on a while. There's apparently a lot of idiots down under.
Okay. What else do you got?
Well, oh, you didn't like that one?
These guys was wonderful.
Fucking retarded. Okay, this one. And this one I saw on a local news station.
Around here?
Yeah, WNEP.
Oh, our friends at WNEP.
Yeah, they're my friends. So anyway, I see this pop up the other day, and I'm just like blown away. It says, spam alert. Hawaiian stores lock up spam because it keeps getting stolen.
Oh, they're stealing spam.
Yes, it's a local news place is telling a story about Hawaii. Which,
oh, damn, the thunder,
this one's
lightning's
crazy.
Back.
It's not spam, not like email. The canned meat we're talking about here. It's very, very popular in the state of Hawaii.
Spam is popular in Hawaii.
Very. Like, you're fucking retardedly.
Like, that, more than the pineapple.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, if they could grow cans of spam out in their fields, they would, but they have to import it.
Yeah.
From
you think
the United
they would
States.
Eat a little better in Hawaii when they have, you know, unlimited
Poi.
Access yeah. to and, pineapples and coconuts and
pigs.
What are you eating spam for? You got all this delicious fruit.
Well, that's funny. At, like, the pork roast now, they just dig up a fucking bunch of hot cans of spam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like their pig roast or just spam jams.
Okay.
Spam. Well, anyway, people.
Spam party.
Yeah. Well, each can is sold for like $6 a can.
Wow.
So people would go in and just like put spam all up in their clothes and walk out with a dozen cans of spam.
Spam theft is.
That's $72,
a big deal.
You know,
yeah.
per person.
Theft. Spree. You're going on a spam.
Grand spam larceny.
That's what I was trying to
yes,
get at.
I know you were. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I got to talk about with that one. All
right.
So if you like that news story right in Hawaii, tell them to fucking get off the spam. You got real meat. Let's do it. All right. And this last one, I thought this was fucking hilarious.
Can't wait.
People are getting very technological these days.
Sure.
You know, there's email, there's the internet, there's even the dark web.
Yeah.
Okay?
I still have a pager.
People have a lot of Bluetooth devices in their home. They have, you know, the Google Home. They have the
Alexa.
Amazon Echo. Yeah, all these things that are Bluetooth capable.
Yeah.
But there's a real problem with Bluetooth. I don't know if you know this, but it has a very insecure line.
It's easily accessible by someone you don't want having access to it.
Absolutely.
Right.
So now there are these amazing devices out there called the Teledildonic Butt Plug.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And it's a Bluetooth ass plug that you put inside yourself, and you can activate it with your phone. So you could be at work just buzzing away in your pants, and
nobody knows
would know.
You got a butt plug.
Right,
in.
Because it's, you know, you're allowed
that's
to have
Bluetooth.
Your phone. Yeah, that's Bluetooth.
And if they try and make fun of you, go, it's a Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth. I'm technology advanced, you asshole. Like,
yeah.
You should see my asshole.
It's not just a regular old butt plug.
You know,
it's got Bluetooth and Wi-Fi.
I call my the Terminator because he told me he'll be back.
That would be a good product to merge with, like, Alexa. It's like your butt plug.
Yeah.
Like, hey, butt plug, what's Barry's number? Barry's number is 555.
Hey, butt plug, play the brown note. Right, exactly. So... but people are hacking people's butt plugs.
Yeah.
Don't you find that offensive? Like, somebody raped me with my own butt plug. I didn't want to turn it on just then.
Right.
But somebody else walked by me, and then they had the same app on their phone, and then Bluetoothed into my ass.
That's not a funny practical joke.
You ever get that ass hacked?
You can hurt somebody that way.
Oh, my God. There's just leave it on and follow them. Until they have to pull it out.
A Bluetooth butt plug.
Yeah, Bluetooth butt plug.
What
I can't
they
believe
won't
what...
think of next.
I don't know.
But
I got
really,
a couple...
you got to leave it in. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be with you all day.
Yeah, you have to have your batteries charged. It reminds me of a joke when we were young. Do you remember the voodoo dildo
it's
joke?
It's got to be tough to walk.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, go to the gym. And
unless
you're
used to having it in there and it's nice and stretched.
Lifting weights while you're, fucking, and gazoink and shit. You coming?
Sure.
I don't know. I guess it's all the rage. You ever put a butt plug in?
On many occasions.
Okay, well, then you know how good it feels.
Sure, I do. There's nothing better.
I mean, later on, we're going to We're going to do maybe a reviews are in and read the reviews for this thing.
Okay.
Because we can hack that ass.
We should plug our Farmers Death Insurance sponsor.
Absolutely.
Do you want a guarantee that you will rest in peace? Or do you want your body dug up and your corpse turned into Frankenstein? Or have your holes, your rotting holes raped? Now we have Farmers Death Insurance, get it? We are farmers.
Make sure to protect your corpse.
Yeah, we have our friend down there at Farmers Insurance, MC Hammer, Greensvig.
I know that's something I'm constantly worried about.
Me too.
When I die, is somebody going to dig me up and perform science experiments on me?
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
It's really, it's peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Knowing I can die and rest in peace, yeah, and there'd be somebody there guarding my body.
That's the epitome of death insurance.
Sure yep. is.
What I want when I die is I want a hologram of myself like they did with Michael Jackson to just be projected above my grave, and I'll just be do normal dances like jazz hands and shit. And, see who would come and visit me.
It's like Kennedy's eternal flame.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's you as a hologram dancing. Never
above
goes
my
out.
Grave. That's death insurance,
It never
too.
Goes out.
You know, the people make sure it's still turned on.
Right. I think it's time for our first break.
Yep.
And we're going to go to break right now. So listen to this song. It's a Halloween song.
Yeah, speaking of MC Hammer.
Yeah. We're going to enjoy this MC Hammer song, and then we'll be back in, with more of our Spooks of Hazzard Part 2 Halloween special.
Part 2.
We'll be right back.
Festa, man, them some strange neighbors.
They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, think and they stop a friend. Out of family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, think and they stop a friend. Out of family.
I remember the day I needed to ball a little bit of pepper. The next thing you know, coming in me was a hand with the fingers I stepped in. Now I tried to play it on off,
you know,
and act like I'm having a ball. But what do I see?
Yo,
a perm with feet, standing about 3 feet tall.
They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, think and they snap a friend. Out of family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, think and they snap a friend. Out of family.
Speaking and thinking about the Adams, you know the hammer is with it. Act a fool, no balls, swoop. Goofy and Randy, you know, we kick it a posse. Now it's the time to get it in your mind. It's okay to be yourself.
Be yourself.
Take foolish pride and put it aside like the Adams. Yo, they did.
That's a family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they still a friend. Adam family. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they still a friend. Adam
they snap a friend.
Out of family.
Cause a nigga got on the floor and he got the whip.
All right, people, welcome back to the Spooks of Hazzard show. Second segment. Hope you enjoyed that MC Hammer song.
That was the theme song for when, the Addams Family.
When one thinks
values.
Of great music, he thinks of MC Hammer.
Yes.
Halloween music. Yeah, did you know that that song was rated ranked number 8 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time?
Yeah. I'm well aware.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, go look it up. If you don't believe us, then
yeah.
And we're incorrect, then oh well.
Say butt plug. What's the number? what's the 8th ranked song of all time?
MC
if you got
Hammer.
If you got one of them Bluetooth jobs,
yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, or you could butt dial your friends. Anyway, so
what we're gonna do now?
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple weeks ago we put it out there that. You know, we never really acknowledged that Sean was no longer here and doing the show with us.
Yeah, we just failed to talk about it.
Yeah, and just never came up.
Some people had written into the show and asked what happened to Sean. And then,
we didn't know.
And we didn't know. So then we asked our audience, hey, if you guys know what happened to Sean and you feel like writing into the show, you can do that. And then, you know, now well, we...
Yeah, because we have no idea.
Yeah.
So... We wanted to know, you know, we put it out there to all our viewers across the nation. You know, because Sean likes to chop around to different places. He's really like a nomad.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
So, you know, maybe somebody heard through the grapevine what happened to him. So we did scary stories last week. This is really going to be like a second part to the scary stories, very, very, very scary stories segment we do.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah, here's a theme song for it. The same theme song, basically. It is the same theme song.
The Spooks of Hazzard Show.
Same exact.
Very, very, very.
We didn't change anything.
Scary story.
Part two.
This is the very, very, very scary stories. Part two, and this is like. To Sean's How Did Sean Die edition.
Right.
So we have all these letters that you guys have sent in from around the country telling us how Sean died because we have no clue. Much like when you died, had no clue how it happened.
Right. There was wild speculation.
We didn't find out until the eulogies at the funeral. I mean, that was way too long to wait. This, we figured we would, you know, avoid not knowing what happened, and we would ask ahead of time.
Yeah, so we asked our listeners to write in, and you did. I was very happy at the response that we had. We got 8
yeah.
different versions.
Very proud of you guys.
And they are all slightly different, and I don't know which is the correct one. We'll let you be the judge, and I don't know. If it is true and Sean's dead, maybe we can resurrect him, possibly in 2 weeks from now. We'll
it's
see
possible.
What happens.
It's possible, but he is dead. I know that for a fact.
Yes.
He is dead.
Yeah,
we're just trying to figure it out. You know what would make this segment even scarier?
What's that?
Scary music.
Ooh.
How about that? This is a very professional fucking show. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah, it's scary how professional this shit is.
So here we go. Sean's scary death stories. I gotta turn that down just a little bit.
Part two.
A little bit?
Just a scotch.
I turned it up.
There you go. That's
turn
it.
Turn it down.
Nope.
Uh-oh. I like that right there. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. That's good ambience. Shit. So here we go. Here's how Sean died. I have the first one.
Okay. How did he die? Let's see.
This says, Dear Skooks of Hazzard, Sean had a heart attack in the Noble's haunted house. Scared the shit and other rectal items out of him. Love, Bucky from Centralia, PA.
Bucky
really?
From Centralia, I guess.
Had the shit, literal shit, scared right out of him.
And other rectal items.
Could have been one of those Alexa butt plugs.
It could have been fell right out of him.
I heard he was testing things like that.
And electrocuted.
I heard he had been doing that to earn money.
Yeah, he was.
Putting things in his ass for the big pharmaceutical companies.
Yep. Yep. Teledildonics.com.
Okay.
Get your love interest today inside you.
Okay. Well, now you have one.
I do.
You're going to read yours.
Absolutely.
Viewers sent these in, by the way.
That's true. Okay, here we go. Guys, I heard Sean was gang raped by goblins.
What?
He then eventually died from too much blood loss out of his mangled asshole.
Oh, boy.
How he was able to go through 9 hours of goblin rape before dying is a testament to how hard he fought.
Oh, boy.
Rest in peace, Sean. Ken in Milwaukee. Thank you, Ken. That's
Ken in Milwaukee.
Now, if he had proof of this goblin rape.
I'd like to see it.
Here's the thing. Goblins, they don't come in one or two. It's normally a horde.
Is that a
them.
Thing that can actually kill you, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, your asshole has like tissue-like paper skin.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tear right into it.
Yeah, you can find out. That's easy to find out on Wikipedia.
Yep, if you mix your shit with your blood.
You Google a human asshole. It'll tell you all that information.
Yep, and right there is a orgy with Sean and a bunch of goblins. It's scary.
Gang rape by goblins. All right. Okay, I have the next one here in the big pile of no particular order. Dear Skooks of Hazard. He got demonic possessed by Luciferstein after Lou thought he could steal Sean's identity. Literally, it did not go well. Your fan, Steven Erickson of Clearwater, Florida. He was possessed by Luciferstein.
Yeah, remember
the
him?
Devil.
Yeah, the devil. That's his alternate Jewish persona.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure the devil is Jewish. God's Jewish, isn't he, right? So the devil would have to be Jewish.
Absolutely.
Right? Because that would be racist if it was, you know... He wasn't Jewish.
He was a
like
different
if he was an
kind
Arab.
Of, yeah, an Arab devil.
Yeah.
Extremely racist, yes.
Go ahead.
Of course.
It's
okay.
It's your turn.
Let's see. We got another one here.
Just to let everybody, to remind everybody, this is Sean. We asked our listeners how Sean died because we didn't know.
And we appreciate all of you writing in.
So these are all letters you guys sent in. Here you go. Here's the next one.
And most of these were sent in at email at the skooksahazard@hotmail.com.
And they labeled them postage due, so we had to pay for everything that came in.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm sick of that
shit. Go ahead.
Dear fellers,
okay.
I just heard through the grapevine that Sean had AIDS this whole time.
I kind of thought.
The entire time you guys have known him. He's been infected by the AIDS virus.
Oh, man.
I never thought he'd even make it this long. Unfortunately for Sean, it wasn't the AIDS that killed him. Sean actually died from herpes. Ben from Jim Thorpe.
Ben, how do you know that? Is Ben a friend of Sean's?
I don't know. Probably.
He had AIDS this whole time?
That's one interpretation of it.
I'm really glad I didn't kiss him. But he didn't die from the AIDS. It was
so
the herpes.
You're telling me I got to go get a test.
He had more than one. Yes. Yes, you should.
Yes, we would always be lip locked.
You never. Okay. I'm going to let that one sit right there.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me have a honey roasted nut.
Yeah.
Brought to you by
Farmer's Death Insurance.
Yeah.
No. Here's the next one. It's tough to read and chew peanuts. It was a bad radio move.
Yeah, it turns into peanut butter in
your
mouth.
Don't eat peanuts while you're doing a radio show. Dear Skooks of Hazard. It's a good thing that scary music's playing in the background.
Definitely.
No dead air.
Yep.
I have spit peanuts all over my microphone. Dear Skooks of Hazard, his racist roommate Luke killed him because he had forgotten his keys after a Halloween party when he dressed up as Bill Cosby. That sounds like Sean. Luke thought a black rapist was breaking into the apartment. Regards, Bill Dintman in Toledo, Ohio.
Thanks, just Bill.
Those random nice little towns. Toledo. All right, yeah, get the next one.
Okay.
I knew them. That's just like Sean to dress up like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it was a poor choice to go in blackface.
Well, he doesn't have any class.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. This one just says, guys, my one friend told me that Sean actually died by being hanged as a witch.
Oh, really?
Because Sean was, in fact, a woman.
Get out.
We all know that a man can't be a witch because that's just silly.
That's silly. I've now, said that.
That was sincerely Ray in Albuquerque. Thank you. Roy.
No, it could be.
Shout out to Roy.
In Albuquerque. I knew Sean. I knew it.
Wait, what did that? Oh, the witch.
He was a woman because there's no male witches. That's silly.
Well, what about Percy? You have proof.
Right. Next one says, Dear Skooks of Hazard, I saw footage of Sean being run over by a monster truck named Grave Robber. different from the grave digger one.
Yeah, this guy, he goes in. That's why you have death insurance.
Hey, look, digging a grave is a very lofty
prestigious
profession.
Yeah, prestigious profession.
Yeah, you're doing a good civil service.
He keeps away all the vegan vampires that love to eat the flowers on people's fucking graves.
This guy here is robbing graves.
Yeah.
So don't bury your relatives with any valuable jewelry. It sounded like, let me start over.
It's a monster truck.
Right? I saw footage of Sean being run over by a monster truck named Grave Robber. It sounded like when you step on a hot soiled diaper on the beach. Ew, he squished him.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Sean Love, Dr. Fallible, Bronx, New York. Dr. Fallible wrote into the show.
Yeah, he had footage.
That fucking guy.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
It's been, yeah, a couple shows.
I heard he had his license taken away from him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
It just wouldn't suffice.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay, that's an inside joke. Scoops joke.
Okay.
Oh, we actually have one more.
This is the final one.
Yeah.
Number 8. So thanks again, guys, for writing into the show and letting us know how Sean died.
Yeah.
Because he is, in fact, dead.
If you want to vote to see how what the most popular one was, you can email the show at scoopshazard@hotmail.com.
Unless I hear otherwise, he's dead to me. Okay.
Hey, guys. Don't know if you've heard or not, but Sean's okay.
What?
And he's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks.
What?
He does have AIDS. That part is totally true.
Okay.
But he's not dead. Hope this helps. Toby from New Hampshire.
Oh, thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.
He is alive.
He is, I guess.
And he's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks?
Possibly.
I got to start getting, you know,
if he was dead,
told
maybe,
about these things.
Know, if he is dead, we could probably get a resurrection thing going.
Sean could use a little death insurance, though.
Do you want a guarantee that you will rest in peace? Or do you want your body dug up and your corpse turned into Frankenstein? Or have your holes, your rotting holes,
I don't want any of that to happen to me.
Farmer's death insurance, get it?
We are farmers.
I was going to say that would have been good for Sean, but he's not dead.
Right, right. He needs life insurance yet.
Yeah, he still needs the life insurance the farmers offers, which is great. It's not as good as the death insurance.
Right.
Because they're sponsoring the show this week.
That's true.
But it's
free.
Still good shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, there's that.
All right. Well, we should probably go to break.
We should probably go to break.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back with more funny shit.
Listen to this other Halloween theme song that we don't have picked out yet, so I can't tell you what it is. Okay?
I promise it'll be scary.
Real scary. All right. We'll be right back.
Watching me. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be loved.
right, and we're back with more Spooks of Hazzard show. Spooks of Hazzard show.
Episode 2.
This is, what is, what episode is this? 55.
Wow, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
In age.
Yeah, we're getting old.
We're going to get AARP death insurance. That's competing insurance with farmers' death insurance.
What was the name of that song we just listened to?
Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me.
That was a weird video.
Extremely weird.
Lots of footage of him in the shower.
Yeah. And that's what he was talking. He was singing right about it, though.
It's
He's
a scary
like,
song. It fit.
I always feel like some white guy's watching me.
It fit the show, but it's a real weird video.
Yeah, he would come down the stairs. There would be like white people in a diaper standing outside of his house, and then there's a dead crow next to him.
Somehow they got a mailman,
yeah,
and a guy in a diaper and a guy in a shower all in one video.
Yep, and then there was death shrouds, which were... You know, obviously scary.
Yeah. So we decided that we're going to, you know, I forgot I had Sean's number, and I should have just called him to begin with. So, you know, we're just going to, at some point in this segment, call Sean. So I'll let it up to you. Whenever you want to call him, we'll call him.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we can talk about other stuff.
Yeah, we have plenty of stuff to talk about. I mean, what's your favorite color? Black.
Orange. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Black and orange.
Yep. That's true.
It's suitable.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I got a very scary story for you.
Oh, yeah?
I do. I went to a...
Do you want some scary music behind it? No. Just tell your story. It's scary enough.
It is. It's very scary. I recently went to the town of Easton, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been there?
I have.
The whole thing is haunted.
Yeah?
They have
the whole town.
They have a haunted crayon factory.
Ooh.
Yeah, where, you know, all the hot wax goes to form these colors.
Yep.
The whole spectrum.
I know all about it.
Yeah. Well, it's haunted.
It's haunted.
And then they also have like a haunted bong store called Utopia down there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's all they sell are bongs. And they're scary.
Scary themed bongs.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Look at that Dracula bong. You take a hit out of the teeth.
the
fangs.
His fangs.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it sucks the blood out of your cock.
What
else is there?
What else was there to talk about?
Well, no. There was more scary stuff that's in Easton. Like, it's very frightening.
So we haven't finished talking about Easton yet.
No, they have they have this circle that you have to drive around. That is fucking scary. People are, like, changing lanes and almost hitting you.
It's very scary.
And now they also have a frightening food truck festival every year now.
A frightening food truck festival?
Yeah, I went to it. It was fucking scary.
So it's like food trucks that
are there was like 30
scary.
Of them. Well, they weren't scary. The scary part was how long I waited for my fucking food at a food truck festival that has 30 trucks.
Yeah?
And you wait an hour in line to get a fucking falafel.
I have an idea for a scary truck, like the scariest truck of all.
Okay.
You don't have to decorate it or nothing. You just hang a sign on the front of it that says, this food may or may not make you sick.
Yeah, that's pretty
scary, right?
That's extremely scary.
Or a sign that says, the cook
doesn't
he may spit in your food.
Yeah, or he doesn't wash his hands after he takes a big dump.
And he's a convicted sex offender.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Very scary truck.
Yep, it's called pedophile pasta. Come on up and... Get your hands washed.
You ever been to Italy and had the pasta?
You ever been to Sicily and didn't? It's like the same.
Scary food trucks.
Yeah.
So what are some examples of scary food trucks?
Well,
Grave Robber?
Well, Grave Robber, the monster truck.
He sells food out of the monster truck.
Yeah.
Bad business move.
Yep.
Because you can't really reach the counter.
Yeah,
it's so high.
Yeah, they have to use those grabbers.
Right. Everything's passed by the grabbers.
He's literally trying to find his contacts. Sean just texted me.
Oh,
that's
did he?
So weird. Yeah.
So should we call him?
Hold on. I'm going to text him. You don't need contacts to talk on the phone.
I'm calling him.
Okay.
I figure it's appropriate.
All right. He has one of those songs when you call him.
Oh, like that classical music.
We are no way affiliated with Verizon.
I'll turn that down a little bit.
All right, so we're going to call Sean.
Hey, thanks for calling me. Hope you like garbage.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, he gave us
the too good for
button.
Me? Is he too good for me?
7-0.
Well, I don't want to call and not leave a message.
Oh, wait. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck.
At the tone, please record.
I'm going to have to bleep that out.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Sorry for screaming.
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Are you okay? It's Eric. I'm worried about you, buddy. What happened? Heard a lot of different things from different people about what happened to you. You think I would have just called you, but I didn't until now.
Right.
So I'm just hoping you're okay, and I hope to see you soon, buddy.
All right.
Okay, happy Halloween.
Call us back if you're not busy.
Yeah, if you're not busy, call us back.
Thank you.
And again, happy Halloween. Okay.
All right, so.
I hung up on him.
But I did send him the text message that said, you don't need contacts to talk on the phone.
That pretentious little bastard screened my call.
He probably did. He's like, I don't know this number.
Do you think he's a celebrity?
He is. Fucking definitely. All right, so.
How about a sign that said, Chef might. Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, I got another idea for a food vehicle. It's not necessarily like a truck.
Yeah.
I got an idea for a food tank that shoots hoagies and the orders out of the gun barrel, and this place is called the 16-inch Sandwich Soldier and Sons.
Oh, so you're going to deliver the sandwich via, if Monster Truck wasn't bad enough as a food delivery system, you're saying a tank that shot your food at you from a 16-inch barrel. That would be better.
I guess he's going to drive home and then call.
It's a tank that sells food.
Yes, it's a tank that sells food.
Not a good idea.
Ginormous fucking hoagies. Just like, bada boom, coming like, right out.
Like the helicopter truck, food truck.
Yep.
Yeah. Your food is actually 10,000 feet in the air, so you got to get up there.
No. Dude, have you ever been to Somalia?
No.
They use those all the time. That's how they deliver in supplies to all the people that are like.
Right, you just have to have a parachute on it.
Yeah, like the, you know, sure. And they hope the insurgents don't steal their supplies.
Well, that's too easy.
Well, what about like a parade float candy store? It just goes drives around town and sells candy bags out of their float.
Should we call Sean again?
No, he's got to get in the car before he talks on the phone.
What a.
It's dangerous. He might die. And what about the idea for, you remember Mr. Softy?
Yeah.
It was the ice cream truck?
Yeah.
But now he's really Mr. Softy because he's like 65 years old, and he drives around in an ice cream truck that also sells erectile dysfunction medication.
Yeah, you already got the name.
Yeah.
So you might as well
be
there.
Yeah, you might as well be on the nose with it, you know?
As long as you can advertise, you know, wisely.
Did I tell you about what happened over in Jim Thorpe?
Get yourself some of them like Geico commercials for your Mr. Softy business, you know? It'd be like the Mr. Softy panda bear.
Yeah, it's a guy with like a ice cream.
Geico has the gecko.
Head. Yeah.
We have the Mr. Softy's panda bear.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, is your dick not work? You could save 15% or more on Mr. Softy's dick pills.
If I drive up to your house and sell them to you.
You don't want to go with them expensive Cialis and Viagra pills.
No.
Get yourself some Mr. Softy medication for your dick.
And we'll put it in ice cream so it's easier to swallow because these pills are huge.
And I'm a panda. Okay. That's a good idea.
Definitely. I love the idea.
I like these ideas.
What about the idea for the fire truck, the fire company that also delivers milk?
Yeah, not a good food delivery system.
Just you get hosed down.
Bring out your bucket, and you got to try and catch as much milk in your bucket.
They got to hook up to the local milk hydrant.
Going to the grocery store is so much easier, you know?
To get your milk these
days. Yeah, you don't want to. It's a bad business to try and start.
It would be weird. Like, if you had before grocery stores and like before markets or whatever, and they only had delivery systems, it would be weird if like your house, all right, I ran out of bread, I ran out of milk, I ran out of eggs, I ran out of laundry detergent, so each like delivery driver, each company has just delivery drivers and they drive up to your house. You would constantly have so much traffic, you wouldn't be able to fucking deal with it. Like, oh, I gotta be home for the laundry detergent delivery guy.
That tank would come in handy in that aspect.
Yeah.
At the grocery store, they just aim the cannon or the tank cannon toward your house and then fire. And then you catch it with a big net. That would actually make sense.
Well, they have drones now.
Number one, you save on gas because you don't got to deliver it, mm-hmm. and you don't have to go to the store to pick it up. Hmm. So you're just shooting some little gunpowder off, and you blast that package, like, you know, 4 or 5 miles down the road where, to the big net. And then the net catches it, slows it down. Then you go out there with the forklift, and you pick it up, and you take it in and unpack it all.
That's right. Okay.
I have it all planned out.
So I think we're going to use like a lot of packing peanuts if you're sending eggs in that system.
You just put a little styrofoam around them.
Yeah.
You know how they package fragile things?
Yeah.
In the mail, they put that little styrofoam
and
popcorn
hay.
In there.
Yeah, and hay.
Yeah, and hay.
Well, that's what they use.
That's how the Amish pack.
Yeah, that's
they
all.
Use for packing material.
Yeah.
And so they don't have plastics.
Wooden crate with a lot of hay. It's just like the Fragile box in
yeah,
the
Christmas
story. Right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's fucking Italian. No, it's Amish.
So I think we really got to think into expanding this tank business.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea. All we need to do is find some investors.
Mm-hmm. So if you know any, if you got like a couple of bucks and you want to donate to our food tank Kickstarter.
We're just going to mount a bunch of cannons up on top of the grocery store.
What would you deliver in a moped? Like...
pizza?
Chinese food, probably.
That'd be like, you know, put one of them hot boxes on the back of it.
Yeah, and just sling
keep your pizza
out of it.
Warm.
Yeah.
Little moped. You ain't clogging up the road.
You could do like a little muffin store on the back of a moped.
And it
I
could be
think.
An electric moped. You reduce that carbon footprint.
Yeah, the Danish wheel, they call it.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I'll have
to
Wikipedia that.
Every time you like, you basically charge this capacitor in the rear wheel. Of the bike.
Yeah.
And then because the Danes have so many hills to deal with, you know, they have to, they charge up the capacitor. So then when they go on the hills, it actually propels them forward.
Oh, wow.
Going uphill.
Wow.
Isn't that ingenuity?
I'm amazed by your stories.
They're scary, aren't they?
So scary.
And then they stayed neutral in the war.
All right, well, I guess, you know, we tried to get Sean on the phone.
The show's not over. We're going to take another break coming up. And
yeah, this will
be
a short break.
Yeah.
A short, short break, because we don't want to keep playing, like, Happy Halloween, here's garbage. Hope you like this crap song.
I know. Now, we only did it because
I feel bad.
Yeah, so did I, but, you know, Rockwell, come on.
But it fit. It's the fucking Halloween show. What do you want?
Yeah, we had this 3-minute blank spot right in the middle of our show that it just fit in perfectly.
I don't know
if you
knew this, but that Rockwell song actually is ranked number 11 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time.
So 3 behind the first one that we listened to today.
So it is quality music. It's 3 behind.
Yeah.
But it's high up there. Number 1, I think, is Imagine by John Lennon. And number 8... MC Hammer, Adam's Family.
Yep, and then number 11, Rockwell, Somebody's Watching.
Right in behind Stairway to Heaven.
We're going
to
play number 49 on that top 500 list coming up. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Sean probably.
Hopefully.
And if not, well, then we'll just leave.
Well, you said he's driving. Where's he driving to?
He's driving from down past Quakertown there.
Oh, okay.
In a town called Pottstown.
Oh.
Used to be called Panstown. But then Cole's moved in, sold everybody a bunch of pots, so they wanted to honor Cole.
Right. Okay, we're going to break. Listen to this Halloween theme song, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, ranked number 49.
Yeah, it's 49 on the Rolling Stones Top 500 list. Here you go. We'll see you in a little bit.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Ghosts becoming men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary."
All right, we're back. More Skooks of Hazzard show. Hope you enjoyed that song.
Yep, number 49.
Number 49.
Rolling Stones. Yeah.
500 top songs of all time. That was number 49. Believe it or not.
Yep.
That was number 49.
Yep, Tracy Morgan's Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
So let's recap. Sean, we thought was dead. We called him, couldn't get a hold of him. We did his death thing. What else do we got here? Oh, yeah, we got this this new segment we're going to do in a couple weeks. We thought it was funny. It was Unlikely Gay Couples. It's like we're going to do a little preview of it on this show to finish off.
It's a teaser.
It's a teaser. It's not going to be long. It's going to be funny, and it's Halloween related.
It is.
So fuck you. All right.
All right.
This is Unlikely Gay Couples, the Halloween edition. Next show, going to have a full segment of it. So I found this clip on YouTube.
Yeah, you did.
People keep taking our ideas, making these things into bits.
Yep.
And then we got to play them off to... One day I'm going to get a lawyer. Here it is.
Yeah?
Unlikely gay couples. Unlikely gay couples. Unlikely gay couples. People who you didn't think would be fucking.
Good evening, Frankenstein. It's good to finally see you.
Hello, Dracula.
I could not believe when I saw you on Plenty of Dead Fish. You kind of just jumped off the page at me.
So you did enjoy my profile?
I enjoyed it very much, and all the nude pics on there too were pretty exciting.
My dead dick pics?
Yeah, it's pretty rotten, your dick.
Thank you.
Would you like to walk with me over to the cotton candy stand?
Yes, just...
I just want to see how you move.
This carnival is wonderful, Dracula. Thank you.
This first date is my first in a long time. I dated the Wolfman for a few months, but he... he sheds pretty bad, that guy. So I moved on, you know, broke my heart, but I moved on.
Well, my last date was the black creature from the lagoon. He turned out to be abusive, and I hated that, and you just seemed like, if I could stare into your eyes, Dracula, I kind of see, my future, you know, thanks to plentyofdeadfish.com, I think, we may have found true love. Now how about get some cotton candy for me?
Look, Dracula gonna cut right to the point, I want to fuck.
We should go in the haunted house and just bang each other's rotten holes.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me turn those off. There you go. There's your teaser. Unlikely gay couples.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so much better next
time. The Halloween
time.
Edition, though, you started with it.
Yeah, you can't. It is what it is. All right. I'm happy. Are you happy?
I'm totally happy.
Let's wrap this thing up, and hopefully we'll see Sean next time.
Yeah, or hear from him.
So call us, Sean, or text us, or email the show at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Wow, you plugged the fuck out of that.
Happy Halloween, everybody. That's
Happy
it.
Halloween.
That's the show. We'll see you next time. Peace.
The Skooks of Hazard.